have your Bibles, turn with me to 2 Thessalonians. I'm going to continue, hopefully, with my message today on rapture indicators. And I want you to understand, let me put it like this. There is places in the United States of America that are absolutely beautiful. And I had read about them, and I'd seen pictures about them. And they were so beautiful, speaking of Yellowstone and Colorado, that unless you're there, you can't fully grasp it. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Okay? I'm thinking real seriously about starting a satellite church in western Montana right now. Anyway, you can't fathom it. You can't imagine it, right? Until you've been there. Okay? But after you get there, you say, well, oh, Uncle Joe that told me about this place was right. But he didn't capture even half of how pretty it is. Okay? That's what heaven's like. Is we really can't capture it because we haven't been there. We read what the Scriptures tell us about heaven, and oh, I want to go there. But I'm here to tell you today, I haven't talked to anybody that's been there. Maybe somebody has. I haven't talked to them, but I've talked to the man that created it. And I believe that we are in for a treat of our life. And we cannot even fathom the great things that God has for us over there. Stand with me for the reading of God's Word in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 and 8. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Heavenly Father, I pray, God, that you will bless your people, speak to our hearts, anoint these lips of clay. And God, I ask you, Lord, that you'll anoint our ears to hear and hearts to receive. We thank you and give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen. Amplified Version said, for the mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority. Wow. Did you hear me? For the mystery of lawlessness, that hidden principle of rebellion against constituted authority is already at work in the world today. If you didn't know that already, I just thought I'd read that to you. But it is restrained only until who he restrains it be taken out of the way. Who is restraining the lawless one? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of God that lives inside of you. And then the lawless one, the Antichrist, will be revealed, and the Lord Jesus will slay him with the breath of his mouth and bring him to an end by his appointing at his coming. You can also find that in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 4. To define indicators, and I really want to impress upon that in your mind again today, to define indicators is to simply understand, to acknowledge, to see that there are trends and there are facts that are pointing to a state and the level in which something is. That's exactly where we are today. Repeating what I told you last week, that if we believe that the rapture of the church is going to take place before the tribulation period, and I truly do believe that the rapture will take place before the tribulation period, and all through the Scriptures there is times and there's places that it is explicit of what's going to happen in the tribulation period. And with all the indicators of those things that are happening, it is swiftly coming upon us that the tribulation is near. It's almost here. There's indicators. Your gas gauge on your car is an indicator, if it works, to tell you that you're almost empty and you need to get filled up. If you don't, you're going to be walking. There's indicators. So I'm going to give you some indicators today to tell you that the tribulation period is just around the corner. If not tomorrow, I mean, things are setting up so fast. The indicators are everywhere. And if the rapture of the church takes place before the tribulation period, then we're almost out of here. They're indicators. Last week, I started on the indicators, and I want to point out to you the famine in the land that is so prevalent in our world today. And though we may not see it, though we may not understand it, there are famines across our land today and across our world today. There is inflation that is astronomical. I seen on the news this morning to where basically across the board things are up 6% since all this junk started. And so inflation, and to some families 6% is a whole bunch. It means eating two meals instead of three. Violence in our land today. Sister Lisa, do we have that clip? I'm sorry, hon. Didn't mean to get ahead of you. Violence in our land today is overwhelming. Since I talked to you last week, preached to you last week, these words, our youngest son Brian had his all three of his vehicles broken into and everything stolen out of them this week, sitting 3 feet from his front door. Violence in our land. I could tell you some things that I've learned this week that'd curl your hair if you had any. But there's some things you need to read and understand for yourself. But that we are experiencing an air of violence and lawlessness like we have never seen before. How many of you? It's okay, hon. How many of you can remember when you never even locked your doors? You didn't have a second thought about letting the kids camp out in the backyard all night. You locked the doors then, so they couldn't get back in. But we are seeing an increase of violence. I'm just going to let you have this one. There is a movement in our world today called Black Lives Matter, and I believe Black Lives Matter. Okay, so does red, yellow, and white. Okay, I'm not going to get political on you. I'm just going to tell you there is a movement. There is also a political organization called the Black Lives Foundation. They have been given $3.3 million by Soros, and 71% of that goes to their staff. And you know what they do? They promote lawlessness. Boy, am I going to be in trouble. I truly, honestly believe that every life matters. And if every life matters, we're going to be building community, not burning it. It's not about race. It's about lawlessness. It's about evil. It's about sin in our world today. That is absolutely, it is the spirit of the Antichrist that is working in our world today that is promoting lawlessness on our streets. And instead of taking charge, we're defunding our police departments, and their hands are tied to do anything about it, while law-abiding citizens that's worked themselves to death to gain what little they have is losing it because of hoodlums. Violence fills our land today. Number four, the increasingness of anti-Semitism. Now, some of you may not understand exactly what that is, but it's the hatred of Jews. And it's becoming so prevalent in our world today. And all this stuff that we've been dealing with, we have kind of forgotten that and kind of, you know, we don't notice that so very much. And we fail to realize that there is a real issue. But I assure you, child of God, this is an indicator of the increased pressure of the tribulation period, because they're going to be right smack dab in the middle of it. As they are being persecuted, as they will be at the forefront of that persecution, where God's own people will be suffering persecution like never before. You'll find that in Matthew chapter 24. We see that the seed of anti-Semitism is working in so many areas of our world today. Did you know that New York City is home to 1.8 million Jews? And in 2019, last year, saw a record number of anti-Semitic attacks on the Jews in New York City. Anti-Semitism is increasing at an alarming rate. In late 2019 and early 2020, the United Nations adopted 18 anti-Israel resolutions, and that is compared to only 7 others concerning the rest of the world. And let me tell you, since we're on that, it is no place in the Scriptures or no place where God is replacing the Christians to the Jews. There is a movement going on called replacement theology. I can tell you today that God's people is still God's people and will always be God's people. And the Christian people are grafted into that line through the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are heirs and joint heirs together with Him. But there is no such thing as replacement theology. God's people is still God's people. Number 5, the New World Order. Scriptures tell us during the tribulation period that the world government will dominate the entire earth, which the Antichrist will seize control. You'll find that in Daniel chapter 7 and Revelation chapter 13. And I want to tell you something, and it absolutely blows my mind at the swiftness and how things are exponentially being moved forward by one world government that's being formed by the left right in front of our eyes. There is a bill in the House of Congress by Nancy Pelosi right now called 2020-06-06-06. By January 1, 2021, yes, I said 2021, her agenda is that there will be a totally cashless society. And if there becomes a cashless society and you either have a chip or a card that you have to use, they can trace you every moment, every second of every day, know everything that you spend. And if they don't like what you're spending, they can cut you off. Hey, good news. God's got a place to put us. I got good news for you. A child of God don't have to worry about this. We're going home. But I'm telling you this to point indicators and let you see that the gas gauge is almost on empty, but the child of God filled by the Holy Ghost is on full, and like a rocket ship, we're getting out of this place. Whew. Mercy. Recent news regarding Bill Gates and the 2020 vaccine, as it is being promoted to the United Nations for a worldwide vaccine. And according to Microsoft, this vaccine gives everyone in the world the privilege to work, to buy, and to sell. And there is some speculation and there's some difference whether it'll obtain the chip or it won't obtain the chip. I'm just telling you, whether it is or whether it ain't, there's an indicator of which way we're going. What used to be held in total secrecy is now totally out in the open. I told you last week that the UN now has a website. It's not undercover no more. It's called Let's Take Our Planet Back. And the address is unnwo.org, which stands for United Nations New World Order.org. This website represents a more blatant revelation of the United Nations' desire to create a new world order. And yet it has been quite visible that under its agenda, its goals for 2030 is to establish a Marxist order. This website has 17 positions that it lists for their agenda for 2030, which is nothing more than the reality that reflects Marxist and fascist world government, that it might control every person in every nation. By the way, the goal, you've heard about the New Green Deal that some of those that are promoting in America, this New Green Deal lines up with a New World Order in perfect fashion. Just let you know. To me, the evidence, church, is so overwhelming that their goal is to bring every nation, including the United States, they're setting them up, their indicators in every aspect of our government, from the top to the bottom, to bring about a new world order. And the gauges on the indicator are tilting directly, heavily, to that form and to that fashion of the new world order, which will take place in the tribulation period, which the Church of Jesus Christ will be gone. Then why are you telling all this, Pastor, so we can get our bags packed and get ready to get out of here? Number six. Yeah, stand ready. Stand ready. Look at your neighbor and say, I got to stay ready. I got to be ready. Got to get ready. Got to stay ready. Surrendering our rights. Number six. This is an area which disturbs me greatly. Since the COVID-19 pandemic, it has been an overwhelming willingness for people of the United States to surrender their rights and the freedoms at the first sign of any shortage, like toilet paper. I never seen people get so upset not having toilet paper in all my life. Perhaps it's because there's no more Sears and Roebuck. I don't know. Let's move on. Sorry about that. That won't cost you a dime more. But people are so, they get so upset over the first shortage. So many people are blindly following the unconstitutional restrictions without protest, without any restrictions whatsoever. I don't want you to be confused with what I said earlier. Hear me. Don't be confused with what I said earlier. I believe that we need to do everything we know to do without having our religious rights infringed. And when they tell me I cannot preach on abortion, I cannot preach against what I'm preaching to you right now, that's where the line is drawn in the sand. Can I tell you the far left is creating a havoc in the halls of Congress and on our streets, and kid you not, the lawlessness they're behind. They are absolutely doing their dead level best to destroy our history. You know what's so funny? I can't believe people so smart, so stupid. You can erase it, but it don't erase it. You can say Tom and Jerry was the first president and vice president, but it was still George. It's called lawlessness. They don't care. It's rebellion at its highest peak. Let us take a stand for Jesus Christ. Let us understand and realize that we do have religious freedom and religious rights. That's why I was so adamant a while ago when I said I am so thankful to be able to come to God's house and to worship Him. Their agenda is to destroy. And let me tell you something. The agenda of the left and those of the New World Order, we are in a testing period right now. I said we are in a testing period right now. I said we're in a testing period right now. They have created it to see what people's reactions are going to be. This was created. This agenda that they have created, they are trying and they are finding out how people will fear shortages. They will fear tyranny. They will fear the government. And they are succumbing to the ideology and the propaganda of the left. You may not agree with me with everything, but just hide and watch. This is being a successful test run by the globalist of our world. The left-wing liberalists have learned with a new world crisis, with a controlled media. I read 10 years ago that they was going to control the media. They look you square in the eyes, or at least through the screen, and lie to you and smile. With a world crisis and a controlled media, a large majority of people will submit to whatever the government tells them with little to no resistance, as long as for the common good. When the tribulation arrives on planet Earth, great fear and panic will also lead to the surrender of their rights and freedoms. Are we not seeing that right now? Are we not seeing that right now? We are seeing the indicators of what is to come. And that will enable the globalists to finalize the plan for the new world order. Indicators that are shouting loud and clear. Loud and clear. Number 7, the mark of the beast. I have heard people speculate that perhaps Bill Gates is the mark of the beast or the Antichrist. However, I do not think so. Nor is his vaccine the mark of the beast. But I will tell you it's an indicator of that which is to come. These things described in Revelation 13 are not there yet. But, however, I feel very, very strongly that these things are preparing the world for the Antichrist, getting it set up for his mark, and we will totally realize and understand that this domination of the Antichrist spirit will be prevalent in the tribulation period, and we're seeing indicators of that happening. The tribulation without his mark, a person can neither buy nor sell, the Word of God says in Revelations. And with that being said, how can anyone not recognize that the indicators that these things are shaping up? Went to one store earlier this week, and they wouldn't take my money because there was no change. I went to another store yesterday. They wouldn't take my money. All they wanted was my card. Indicators. Say, that's just normal. That's just part of life. Go ahead and believe that if you want to. Brother Hewitt put on the sign out there, what if we are right? He had trouble spelling it, but... Sorry, Brother Hewitt, that was just too... His wife said, you're still a good man. We're going to take a vote on that after a while. Should I tell him what you spelled? He said, what if we are right? And he spelled R-I-H-T. R-I-G-T-H. Yeah, that's what it was. R-I-G-T-H. And we're wondering, are we really? We can't even spell it. Hey, it's okay to laugh. I'm telling you indicators, but we're going to be gone. We've got to be ready. We're going to get out of here. God's got a place to put us. And then when we come back, we're coming back with Him to rule and reign. Praise the Lord. Well, where was I? I promise you, and this is no secret, we're definitely closer than when we first believe. But with all the indicators, it is absolutely mind-boggling. The idea that the government could require a vaccine along with the proof before someone leaves the home, hey, that's being talked about right now. You can't leave your home unless you have the vaccine. Hear me, church, hear me. I'm telling you the truth. That you can't leave your home unless you have the vaccine and you have proof of that vaccine. In society today, 10 years ago, we'd think that was absolutely absurd. There is no way. It's far-fetched. And now it is here. The evidence. The multitudes accepting it and not having any problem doing so is very disturbing. Just whatever. Whatever I can do. Whatever I need to do to feed my family. Whatever I need to do to keep my job. Whatever I need to do. We need to be wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Church, knowing this, understanding that we have the technology in our world today for the Antichrist to implement such a program worldwide instantaneously. Revelations chapter 13, it's not here yet, but the indicators are showing evidence of Christ's return for His bride, and He is coming. He is coming. And the tribulation is coming, and the indicators are right in front of our very eyes. Number 8, Middle East tension. How many times have we been told to keep our eyes upon the eastern skies? Look to Jerusalem. Whatever happens, it's indicators. Look at somebody and say, it's indicators. There's indicators. While the world is distracted with COVID-19, along with all the other hoodlums vandalizing our world all over, everywhere, in every neighborhood just about, or in a lot of neighborhoods. Did you get that? We fail to see the continuing escalation of tension in the Middle East. Israel has already just recently inflicted heavy damage on an Iranian military institution in Syria, and in recent weeks, continues to promise the world will wipe out Israel off the face of the map. That's no joke. That's no secret. Some of the Middle Eastern countries, Iran and Iraq, they're promising they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the map. But I got good news. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pledges to annex portions of the West Bank, contributing to the increased tension of the region. Palestinians and their allies say that they will never accept the adding of land to Judah and Samaria to Israel and will most likely react violently to such an annexation. As we see all these threats and acts of violence, we see indicators that was told to us in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And that the increase of that ultimate war between Gog and Magog is fixing to transpire. That being that Ezekiel describes the armies of the north coming down against God's people and their land. What they think will be total dominance. The armies coming down from the north. Russia, Turkey, Iran, Iraq. What they think will be total dominance will end up in their total destruction. They're not fighting against people. They're fighting against God Himself. Can I tell you, we're not there yet. But the indicators are pointing that that very war that will end with Christ Himself being the complete victor, the evidence is pointing closer and closer to His return. You see, these evidence, these indicators I'm telling you about, not only is pointing that the tribulation period's coming, it's pointing toward the rapture is fixing to happen. Two more. Stay with me, okay? There is something else happening in our world today that is so alarming, and that's called apostasy. Apostasy is the abandonment or departure of one's religious or political belief, specifically a Christian walking away or rejecting his former belief of Christ-centeredness. Both books of Timothy, Paul has warned us of the great apostasy that will come and the great falling away from the historical truths given to us in the Scriptures. It is very apparent today, church, that some denominations who have watered down the truth and made religion nothing more than a social club that does nothing but entice and appease the flesh. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 3 and 4, the Apostle Paul predicts that people would flock to false teachers in great numbers. The perversion of the true gospel has been exploited for the profit of the messenger. And people have fallen for a feel-good faith religion that no longer possesses enough power to blow the fuzz off a peanut, let alone enough power that will change the world and deliver people that's on their way to a devil's hell. Hear me. Church, in reality, we have allowed the world to take over the church instead of the church converting and taking over the world. Brother Chris was telling me earlier that on July the 8th, George Barna, how many has heard of George Barna? Does all this statistics. On the 8th of this month, he put out some findings that one, and instead it even astonished him, one out of three Christians through this pandemic will not go back to church. Actually, a little higher than that, his survey said that 35% will not go back to church. We are falling from that which we first believed. We have got to have a revival in our soul. And there'll never be a revival in the church until there's a revival in our soul. I said there'll never be a revival in the church until there's a revival in our soul. We've got to get back to the old paths. Precisely what our Lord was predicting, that no longer are people seeking the truth, but it is they are desiring for teachers having itching ears, making them feel good, making them feel all fluffy and everything is all right while their soul is on the way to hell. We don't dare want to say anything that would offend anybody because, bless God, they'll just go somewhere else. It's time the church become the church again. Telling the good news of Jesus Christ, but proclaiming that there's a heaven that's real and there's a hell that's hot. And there is only two places that one's going to spend eternity, and there's only one man that can get you to heaven. His name is Jesus. Number 10, I'm closing. In the next 30 minutes anyway. The mystery of iniquity or lawlessness. And can y'all see what's happening in our world today, or is it just me? Lawlessness is a disregard for law and order. Matthew chapter 24, verse number 12 said, "Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold." The love of the great body of people will grow cold because the multitude, lawlessness and iniquity, it abounds. So disturbing today to see the rioting, the lawlessness in our cities from Minneapolis to Los Angeles. other parts of the United States, for those who can't claim that all lives matter. As I mentioned to you a while ago, instead of building our cities for the good and the lives, they choose to destroy them because of their own selfish, pathetic gain. Destroying people's lives who have worked so hard to gain what little they have. By the way, I believe with everything within me, every life matters. I still remember my Sunday school song when I was a little boy that said, "Red, yellow, black, and white, they are precious in His sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world." I stand on that. I stand by that. But it's the lawlessness that we see right before our eyes that Jesus Christ said would happen before the tribulation period, or just prior of the Antichrist, the man of perdition, before he peers into the scene. Paul refers to the Antichrist as a man of lawlessness in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. And right now we see the spirit of the Antichrist surging throughout the United States and the rest of the world, destroying property, running lives of thousands of people of all races. And the hatred has grown so deep that the government has chosen in many aspects to defund the police department and leave honest working people defenseless. That's at least the second time you've heard that today. But it's so true. Churches, with all of these end time indicators all around us, so many, including myself, are totally amazed that the church still remains earthbound. Chris, would you care? Y'all go ahead and go to the piano. You thought I was going to say something else. Listen to me. There are so many in our world today, including myself, I am totally amazed that the church still remains earthbound. How much longer can it be before Jesus Christ returns to take us to His place? I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go to His place. He has prepared for us. Only God knows, but the indicators are pointing. By the way, given the conditions of the world at this very moment, it would not take much to plunge our world into the greatest economic disaster that is ever seen, triggering the war between Gog and Magog with the results in more chaos than any of us could ever imagine. Don't kid yourself, the one world order is at the door. It's closer than you can imagine. Its supporters and its promoters is pushing for every aspect for it to come to pass, the sooner the better for them. And actually, the sooner the better for us. The good news is that when all hell breaks loose and the Antichrist is revealed, as the tribulation begins, all those who have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ and remain faithful to the end will be with Jesus in that eternal home that He has prepared for us. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Church, my whole point of this message today was not to instill fear within you, but put hope in your life. Let you know that it's time right now to make sure that everything's right between us and our Maker. That the blood is applied to our hearts. When all hell breaks loose, they can call us gone. Come today to help you understand how close it is. So my pleading words to you today at the closing of this message is get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Jesus Christ is coming soon. The indicators are pointing the way. Would you stand with me all over the building today? Would you bow your head and close your eyes for a moment? Heavenly Father, I thank You, O God, for the privilege and the opportunity, Lord, to share Your Word. Lord Jesus, to expound upon Your soon return. I thank You, O God, today for the privilege that we have to come to Your house to worship You and to lift up Your name. God, I ask today, I rebuke the spirit of fear and I curse the spirit of anxiety and fear. I destroy it in the name of Jesus. And I replace it with the joy and the happiness that only Jesus Christ can give in this hour that we're living in, knowing that our hope rests assured in You, Jesus. Lord, as we develop that perfect love in You, let Your name be exemplified in everything that we do. Your head's bowed and your eyes closed for just a moment. Is there anyone here who would slip up your hand and say, Pastor, I'm not sure I got things ready. And I just want to be ready. You're not really lifting your hand to me. You're lifting your hand to God. God sees these hands. God sees these hands. Anybody else? God sees these hands. Lord, I want to be ready. Lord, I want to be ready. Anybody else? Okay, right where you're at right now, as you've lifted your hand, and perhaps you didn't feel like you could lift your hand for whatever reason, I want to tell you, right where you're at, you can talk to Jesus. He said, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We can call upon Him, ask Him to come in our heart, to get us completely ready. Show us how to walk, show us how to talk, show us how to live. Would you pray that prayer with me right now? Heavenly Father, I come to You, O God, right now, knowing, Lord, that You are our only source. It's through Your Son, Jesus Christ, that we are only through Him that we are saved. It's through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that we accept to take away our sins and wash them all away and get us ready for the kingdom of heaven. Heavenly Father, I ask You, O God, that You will forgive us of our sins, O Lord. Help us, O God, to know how to walk. Help us, O God, to know how, Lord, to talk. Help us, O God, to know how to live and be a witness, Lord, to others in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray, O Lord, that You will forgive me of my sins. Accept me, O Lord. I believe You, Lord Jesus, that You are the Son of God, and God raised You from the dead. I believe.
And
if you prayed that prayer, would you lift your hands toward heaven right now? And the rest of us, would you join them as we lift our hands toward heaven right now? Heavenly Father, I love You, Jesus. I thank You, Almighty God. I give You praise. I give You glory. And I